Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the presidential campaign has already been clarified by the withdrawal of one of the candidates who had entered the campaign a couple of weeks ago with great fanfare. His name is Francis Suarez. He is the mayor of Miami. He will not be our next president. He is not running for the Republican nomination. He hasn't endorsed anybody yet either. Meanwhile, the first debate occurred. The next debate is coming up. It will have fewer participants because the standards for qualifying for the debate stage are a bit more rigorous. So what else can be done other than reducing the number of competitors to improve the quality of the debate so that it works better for the Republican Party and for the conservative cause? Nobody better to address that question than Grover Norquist. He is, of course, best known as the longtime president, co-founder of Americans for Tax Reform. Most of the significant tax reforms, including the tax reform that was passed by President Trump in 2017, and the tax reforms that were passed by President George W. Bush, and those passed by Ronald Reagan, all benefited from the participation of Grover Norquist. He is speaking to us live from the Burning Man Festival, and you're out in the Nevada desert, is that right?
We are indeed, Black Rock City. It's a desert area, and it's great fun. We did today have some wind, and it was white out, so you couldn't see in front of you for a while, and I was maybe a mile out into the playa, and sort of had to guess how to get back home based on noise, and every once in a while the wind would come down and you could see something.
How many people are there for Burning Man? I mean, first of all, it must be very hot, right?
It was extremely hot the first few days. It is going to go down towards 70 for the last 3-4 days. So it's a week-long event. 80,000 people will be here, and it is a city. There's nothing, and then a city builds up and then is taken down. It's very impressive. It's a lot of fun, great friends that I get to see over and over again from around the world.
How many conservatives, conservative activists and intellectuals do you know of who go to Burning Man every year?
Well, I was at the Republican debate in Milwaukee, and I believe was the only one who was leaving there to go to Burning Man at the end of the
I can imagine. Now, you're a person of great imagination and facility. What's the strongest connection other than your participation between the Republican debate and Burning Man?
Burning Man is self-organized. It is, there's no government structure that makes things happen. People put together a city that works, and people mind their own business and have a great time and are well behaved, have their own, in effect, police force, the Rangers, just if there are any problems. But really, it's a small L libertarian gathering in terms of people minding their own business, doing what they want to do, and having fun meeting with others without telling anybody else what to do.
Well, so I know that you didn't have as enthusiastic a response to the debate in Milwaukee. You'd mentioned that people were being polite and respectful to each other at Burning Man. Was that something you saw on the stage in Milwaukee?
No, your earlier comment about how could we do debates differently, how could they better help Republicans to pick the best candidate to run for president, step one is either fewer people in the audience. There were thousands of people in the audience. And every once in a while, one person would yell something out that can hard to control when there are thousands and thousands. And others, people would feel they had to clap or even boo. And it wasn't even clear who they were booing for or clapping for because people were talking over each other. So the audience detracted that way. At the debate at the Reagan Library a number of years ago, there were maybe 250 people in the audience. But everybody knew each other, and no one was going to be a jerk. So there wasn't booing and ooing and aahing. The next debate is at the Reagan Library, Reagan Presidential Library. So perhaps it'll be a smaller venue in terms of the number of people in the audience. I thought that was a poor one. The other one is we allowed press people, and it's from Fox TV, but still press people, were trying to impress their peers with their questions rather than trying to elicit answers that would inform primary voters to vote wisely by their own lights. And the question not asked, among others, is how would you win, right? And then you were trying to get nominated. What is your path to winning the general if you got the nomination? What would you do? What would you run? What would you run on? If everybody did that for a minute, it would tell you a lot about what they thought was important, what they thought was important to voters. And voters could look in, somebody says, well, I'm planning on winning the lottery to fund myself. Well, that's helpful to know. Or somebody says, I'm capable of running a campaign and raising the resources. Here's what I'm doing. These are not unserious questions. These are terribly serious questions. And some of these people, if they were to get the nomination, how would they raise the money to run a campaign that requires hundreds of millions of dollars? And if they don't have the capacity to do that, they're wasting everybody's time.
Well, it's interesting that one of the candidates, and people who listen to the show know it's kind of my least favorite candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy. He's going to be speaking at the Reagan Library, and he has made a point of trying to liberate the Republican Party from what he calls zombie Reaganism, to move us away from the inheritance of the president who you and I both revere. Your message to Mr. Ramaswamy.
Well, both to Ramaswamy and to a handful of other people who also want to distance themselves from Reaganism. Part of it is you have people who want to have a new, different idea, right? They want to be seen as public intellectuals. And frankly, Ronald Reagan and Thatcher and Milton Friedman and Adam Smith and the Founding Fathers, they really work things out fairly well in terms of what a limited government should do and what the federal government should do and the state government should do, and separation of powers. All this stuff is very well thought through and done, and Reagan updated it for a modern time when governments got unloosed on people and needs to be put back in the bottle like an evil genie. So somebody says, well, let's forget Reagan. Listen to my good idea. Well, I'm sorry. It's a bad idea to forget Reagan's successful campaign to bring taxes down, regulations down, spending as a percentage of GDP, but all at the same time defeating the Soviet Union in the Cold War with one hand while he did the other with the other hand, for crying out loud. There is nothing but things to learn from the Reagan presidency. And he turned the Republican Party, a party of the North, which, you know, all you knew about a Republican before Reagan was they're born north of the Mason-Dixon line. After Reagan, you knew that their default position would be, I got to cut taxes, reduce spending. And they get overwhelmed at times, but you knew what direction they were trying to go.
And the direction that we should be trying to go right now, we will get to that with Grover Norquist. His column, The First Republican Debate, focused on all the wrong questions. We'll focus on the right questions and provide answers from Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'll be back. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
From Burning Man out in the Nevada desert, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. You can read his most recent column. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. The first Republican debate focused on all the wrong questions. I've just been asking him questions about Burning Man and his fascination with Burning Man. This is his 10th year visiting this festival. There is an effigy of a human male, at least we think it's a male, and protruding up into the desert sky about 70 feet above ground level, a 30-foot platform, and then the 40-foot man who is to be burned. And the burning actually takes place on Saturday night, and then on Sunday you burn the temple that has been constructed in the Burning Man's honor. Is that right?
Yes, it's a place for people to leave pictures of lost ones and thoughts and notes and what, and then that burns.
Okay. So, basically, you haven't burned yet the memories of the Wednesday night debate last week. I can't believe it's almost a full week ago. But you say that the Republicans and the debate moderators focused on all the wrong questions. You didn't think it was a highlight when Bret Baier asked Chris Christie about UFOs?
You know, it's the kind of thing that's cute, and all your fellow journalists go, oh, that was fun or interesting. What it is it's showing you're in charge of the conversation. I did like it when Gingrich once threw back at one of the journalists, said, that's a stupid question, that's what you want to ask. Let me tell you the correct question. Let me tell you what people need to know. And he just said, I'm not interested in what you think is an interesting question. And it worked well for Gingrich when he was running for president at one point. There are a series of questions. There's the taxpayer protection pledge that we share with each candidate, and almost all of them have taken it at some point in their career. Governor DeSantis signed it as a congressman and as a governor, but not yet as a presidential candidate. So one of the questions you could ask is, have you taken the pledge, or do you intend to if you haven't had it put in front of you? If somebody says, I'm never going to raise your taxes, that tells you a lot about their presidency. It means they're going to have to deal with managing the government to cost less. There are several spending issues that you could hype. What would you do with entitlements? Entitlements are running away. You know, some people go, I'm not going to do anything with entitlements. Some would say, I want to block grant them to the states. There are some lines in the sand that tell you where a Republican stands on foreign policy. You know, would you continue to support the Ukraine resistance to the occupation of parts of Ukraine, the war from Russia? That tells you a lot about how somebody sees the world. And it just gives somebody 30 seconds uninterrupted on a handful of questions. And the other one is, what's the question you wish I'd asked that you would want every Republican primary voter to know? I'd be very interested in what they think is the most important question.
Well, again, that's the most important question you say in your column is, who can win? And how can you win?
Yes.
And your answer to that, having seen them perform on the debate stage, obviously President Trump is in a good position to win renomination. As an alternative to President Trump, is there anyone who at this point strikes you as viable?
Well, DeSantis, who's been polling in second position, has been elected governor of Florida. He's shown he can raise money, that he can run in a state, you know, it's not Vermont or New Hampshire. It's a large state with the various, you know, lots and lots of people born in New York or Ohio or in other places. It's the United States in one package. That would give you some sense. Certainly, Chris Christie has raised money and won twice in a blue state in a general election and governed well against a Democratic House and Senate. He has made the case that I have done this. One of the candidates from North Dakota, Burgum, solid, promoting school choice, good income tax cuts, moving towards zero, to zero after state income tax. He has money personally because he's been a very successful businessman, and he, could certainly raise resources as well. So there are a number of them out there that have shown the capacity to raise money, the capacity to speak broadly, not to a narrow sliver of the modern Republican Party, but to enough people to win a general election. It doesn't do any good at all to win. As a matter of fact, it's destructive if you're capable of winning the primary but not capable of winning the general. That's throwing away a perfectly good presidency.
What's the most important thing if President Trump does end up with the nomination? What's the most important advice you would give that campaign to try to be able to compete with Joe Biden in the general election?
Realize that your audience is the entire country. It is not people wearing MAGA hats. And that you need to win 50% or, you know, half of the, more than half of the Electoral College, which means carrying many states, and that means carrying suburbs, and it means speaking to suburban women, as well as the base that we know that Trump has been able to put together. But it was a narrow victory in 16 and a narrow loss in 20, so whatever he's done is not enough. And therefore, he needs to be reaching out to voters who, if they saw his position on spending and taxes and regulations, and now the Republican Party, including Trump, has said, you know, one of the things we have to do is rethink the regulatory state, the idea of all these FCCs and ICCs and SECs and FDAs and all these things that are never mentioned in the Constitution, either directly or even by implication. There's no, and do set up bureaus that can make decisions and adjudicate things and raise fees. It's not clear that that's constitutional at all. We could certainly do a good job peeling it back. And I think that Trump has spoken to that issue. He had a very good tax cut that he supported and helped to move through. Building on that, I think it's very important that we take the corporate income tax down to 14%. And the reason for 14% is that the Europeans want to have a limit, a floor of 15%, so that the United States, basically we'd allow the Europeans and China and Russia and other countries to decide what our tax rates are internationally. I want to go to 14% as a way of saying, if you want to set up a cartel at 15, we're not playing. We want to compete by having the lowest taxes and the least expensive government, not to compete on lower wages.
What a concept. Grover Norquist, his recent columns are posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. You should have a wonderful time, the rest of it, at Burning Man, and regards to the family. And we will be on the Medved Show right back on wild things that can happen in this campaign. Some of them that shouldn't. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is ready for the arrival of Hurricane Idalia. He's mobilized urban search and rescue teams.
And that's close to 600 search and rescue personnel. We hope to not have to need those folks, but if there is, we're going to have folks that are going to go out there.
He said officials are also prepping for fuel interruptions and currently have more than 400,000 gallons of fuel ready to deploy. The University of North Carolina grad student accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond. Tylee Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday. He's been charged with first-degree murder and possession of a gun on educational property. And a new poll shows more Republican primary voters see Donald Trump as electable following his arrest in Georgia. The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, I do want to speak just for a moment very seriously about something that I think is a terrible prospect, and it's endorsed by a columnist who certainly has a wide circulation, and Jennifer Rubin, and she's just dead wrong on this, and I think we should all be concerned about it. She has a column in the Washington Post and then syndicated around the country under the heading, Can States Remove Trump from the Ballot? Yes, they might. And she talks about this argument that we've been on top of here on this show. And it's an argument that does have some support from the community of legal scholars. It's an argument based upon the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which was enacted in 1868. And she talks about how former Judge Michael Luttig, who's one of the great conservative jurists of our time, he's a terrific guy, and Lawrence H. Tribe of Harvard, who is a widely admired but very left-leaning judicial scholar, they have gotten together in support of interpreting this part of the 14th Amendment to give states the right to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. And she writes that in a remarkably short time, these great scholars have driven home the implications of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, that all officials with a role in the presidential election process must consider disqualifying former President Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot if they find he either engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the Constitution or gave aid and comfort to the enemies of that Constitution. She mentions that beginning with the Secretary of State of Michigan, a Democrat named Jocelyn Benson, there are secretaries of state around the country who are thinking of preventing President Trump from being on the ballot because of this interpretation of this amendment. And the difficulty with this is that what do you mean insurrection? What do you mean rebellion? And again, it's not going to be an easy job or a worthy job to try to take away the choice of President Trump for the American people. I am convinced that President Trump would not win an election. And one of the reasons would be because of some of the behavior on or around January 6th. I think he'd have a very tough time winning. He has this round of court cases. They may now even move the big case in Fulton County, Georgia, may move that ahead to October. There are all kinds of ways to beat Trump. But the worst way to beat Trump would be to block him from occupying the ballot. That would give credence to all those people who talk about the deep state and the swamp creatures who presumably with the cooperation of the Supreme Court, and I think, by the way, that's iffy, but would go along with this idea of not even giving people the chance to vote for him by blocking his name from the ballot. It's the wrong thing to do. And again, the idea that she is so publicly cheerleading for this course of action is troubling. Jennifer Rubin writes in the Washington Post, and again, it's syndicated around the country. Here is a critical point, she says. Primary voters who might be contemptuous of the demands of democracy should, at the very least, understand that they risk nominating someone who might not be on the ballot in one or more states. Well, what you mean is you're threatening to take away people's votes. If they have voted for Trump in the primary, and then you will not allow his name to even appear on the ballot in your state, what is that? How is that fair to the voters? They could gamble that the hyperpartisan Supreme Court will ride to Trump's rescue, hypocritically for self-described originalists, ignoring the plain text of the amendment. Do primary voters want to run that risk? Okay. The idea here is that, frankly, I think that advocating that Trump be blocked from the ballot is only giving him strength and giving strength to his argument that there is an establishment, an evil establishment that is trying to block him and not to give the voters their way. The idea that Trump should be disqualified, that one of the 11 wild things that could happen to dislocate this campaign. And then they say that something else, this is David Rothkopf writing in the Daily Beast, something else that could dislocate the campaign is Trump being convicted of one or more crimes. Of all the possibilities on this list, this seems the most probable. I think that's true. While most of the cases against the ex-president are likely to drag on for some time due to the stalling tactics of his lawyers, it is not inconceivable that one or two of them could go to trial before the election. The most likely of these might be the January 6th related prosecution by special counsel Jack Smith. And then it's possible Trump could melt down and make his legal peril even greater. They write, no one who has observed Donald Trump for even a brief period of time would be surprised if in the course of the campaign and of his trials, he made his legal situation worse by violating terms of his pretrial release or even committing new crimes. Then a new candidate could enter the GOP race and catch fire. Most likely that candidate could be, they say, Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, or Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. The campaign could also be disrupted by an extremist act of violence. With all the talk of weaponizing aspects of government, the real clear and present danger to America remains actual weapons, especially when they are in the hands of extremists. To just name a few recent incidents, there have been threats against judges in the Trump cases, against President Biden, and random acts of violence committed by right-wing nuts who were triggered by something as benign as a rainbow flag. This is our new and deeply troubling reality as we get closer to the election, as the Trump trials get more and more attention, as the potential for a big MAGA defeat rises. Who knows what we can expect? The only certainty, and in this case it is a certainty, is that more violence is in store, and some of it potentially could have major political and social consequences. By the way, anyone who discounts the threat of violence on the left is just wrong. There could be intensified foreign election interference. Vladimir Putin has only one real hope to salvage his disastrous war in Ukraine, writes David Rothkopf. The re-election of the apple of his eye, Donald Trump. Does that mean that the Russian leader is likely to pull out all the stops in support of Trump? It seems highly likely. And what does that mean exactly? We will get to the most recent Trump ad, the most recent Nikki Haley ad, and more interchanges involving the candidates coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show, there's been a lot of attention to Republicans in this race. And why? Well, because he had eight of them debating for 2 hours. There's a 46-minute interchange between Trump and Tucker, Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump, the night of the debates. You know, more of the president than a lot of people had heard for a long time. And that's why, just to put things in perspective, it's worthwhile hearing one of the great orators of our time, if not of all time, the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Harris. Listen, clip six.
Our country was founded on many noble principles, including e pluribus unum. Out of many, one. And to live up to those ideals, I think at this moment in time, requires moral clarity on behalf of every American about what is at stake right now. The vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us. Yet there are those who are intentionally trying to divide us as a nation. And I believe each of us has a duty to not allow factions to sever our unity. Our diversity is our strength, and our unity is our power as a nation.
Isn't that amazing? Again, it is so astonishing, and obviously this is a prepared speech. When that's the best you can do, our diversity is our strength and our unity is our power as a nation. Wait a minute, does that mean the power of our nation equals our unity, or our unity equals our power? Or they're interchangeable? Wow. Then there is a much clearer message from Nikki Haley, a new advertisement which has just begun airing. This is clip eight.
And it's not particularly close, and Nikki Haley stole the show.
No one is telling the American people the truth.
How many side with Nikki Haley?
All
all of you.
Nikki Haley was super solid. She won the debate to me.
It was refreshing to see a strong woman on that stage who knew foreign policy. She did very well.
I will beat Joe Biden, and he knows that. I will strengthen our economy, and we'll bring this inflation down. We will put transparency in the classroom. We will secure our borders. We will have the backs of our law enforcement, and we will make sure we have a strong national security. And once again, we will make sure we have an America that is strong and proud. We have a country to save. Join us. Go to NikkiHaley.com, and let's get it done.
That was her closing statement in the debate. Where, again, I agree with what you've heard from many people. I think she emerged as certainly the most capable debater in that crowd. And, of course, Chris Christie has his moments, but, the booing against him, I think discomfited him and meant that, on balance, Nikki Haley, and you saw that, her campaign went up the most. She gained 5 points. She went from 2% to 7%. Now, once she gets up to 17%, which I think is in process, it can be a very, very different race. Speaking of a different race, there is a new Trump campaign 3-minute ad. This is clip 10. Listen.
Supporters and President Trump are being ridiculed, persecuted, and even prosecuted by Biden, congressional Democrats, and their radical prosecutors for raising questions about the accuracy of the 2020 election. This may be one of the most hypocritical acts in history, considering the Democrats have violently claimed that the last three Republican presidential wins were stolen, rigged, and illegitimate. And it was the Democrats who tried to stop the certification of a Republican president.
Okay. The certification of a Republican president, I don't know what they are talking about, frankly. Because even though people protested against the fact that Donald Trump won the presidency while losing the popular vote, he lost the popular vote by a margin of 3 million, there was no serious or organized effort to mobilize congressional votes. There were 129 Republicans in the House and the Senate combined who voted not to certify states for during the Trump campaign. Never happened in the Clinton campaign. She called out President Trump and conceded. And the idea that this ad tells the story of the Democrats violently claiming that the last three Republican presidential wins were stolen. The last three Republican presidential wins would be 2016 when Trump won, and then 2004 when Bush won, and 2000 when Bush won. Now, 2004, Bush won with an actual majority, something that Trump has never received. Bush won. He lost the popular vote by 500,000 votes, which was compared to the 3 million votes that Trump lost the popular votes by when he's running against Hillary. And the campaign was hotly contested. It came down to 527 votes in Florida. I do believe with all my heart, having spent a great deal of time researching it, that President Bush was a genuine winner and deserved to win. But to bring this up and the debates over presidential vote tallies and validity is hardly constructive. And then there's one brief exchange involving Nikki Haley firing back at a childish Vivek Ramaswamy concerning mocking her Indian maiden name. Listen, clip 11.
First off, what is your reaction to that that Twitter post, keep lying, referencing your name, saying that desperation is growing?
I'm not going to get involved in these childish name games. It's pretty pathetic. First of all, I was born with Nikki on my birth certificate. I was raised as Nikki. I married a Haley, and so that is what my name is. So he can say or misspell or do whatever he wants, but he can't step away from the fact that, look, he's the one that said he was going to abandon Israel. Those were his words.
Okay, and speaking of Israel, there's a major film about one of Israel's most celebrated prime ministers. Her name was Golda Meir. She actually spent much of her time growing up to adulthood in America. But that's not what this movie is about. It stars Helen Mirren. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In October of 1973, Egypt and Syria launched a surprise attack against Israel, which was led at the time by Prime Minister Golda Meir, who's played expertly by Oscar winner Helen Mirren in the new film Golda, now playing in theaters.
Out number 721.
Dr. Kerry Kissinger is on the line.
The American people will pay a high price for supporting Israel.
If we have to, we will fight alone.
And Mirren is not alone in this taught piece of living history that includes a miscast Liev Schreiber as Dr. Henry Kissinger. One of the lessons here is how isolated major decision makers can be in the midst of raging battle. But that creates a two-dimensional claustrophobic feel that tells you very little about the fascinating main character other than her chain smoking and ongoing illness. It's rated PG-13 for references to bloody battles. 2.5 stars for the complex and occasionally riveting Golda. And the performance is terrific, and the controversy over the fact that Helen Mirren is not Jewish is one of the dumbest things I have heard recently. She's a wonderful actress. What happens if, as reports are indicating is now possible, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris drop out of the race for 2024? We will get to that next time. And there's a case in Washington, D.C., where a teenage girl was stabbed to death by another teenager. What were they fighting over? They're fighting over McDonald's sauces. Plus, there is a preacher in the wildfire country who is now praying for a Jesus fire to consume the city of Spokane, Washington. Why? And why has the government concluded that babies need people, not devices, and urged us all to stop giving them screen time when they're very young? All of this and much more coming up next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.